Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Gabe Moretz, and I'm on the grid. Sirius XM channel 159. Let's do this thing. Countdown to puck drop is on Eastern Conference Finals. We're a little more than 24 hours away right now from the start of the NBA Finals as well. But the biggest event of the week is clearly Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Tom Brady, and Aaron Rodgers. The match. Yes. The match, not just a match. It's the match. Matchup of quarterbacks. I guess they tee off in about 28 minutes time, Cam. I believe.
Yep, they do.
6:30 Eastern time. Actually, from the golf course I was just talking about wanting to play. They're actually playing at the Wynn on the Strip in Las Vegas.
Beautiful track. No. I'm actually betting this event, Gabe. I kind of listen to what Dubsy say. I'm just thinking Tom Brady's been here before. Aaron Rodgers is serious as a heart attack there. Josh Allen will probably hit it a ton. And Mahomes, I don't know what kind of game. He's playing on an 8 handicap, and I got to lay 80 cents with these guys. Done deal. I'm betting this match.
Cam's enthusiasm has changed. Earlier in the week, he had disdain for this match, and now he has enthusiasm.
I have total disdain for this match, but it doesn't mean I can't bet on it. It's actually like I'm getting sick and tired of the matches, but I think there's a significant advantage right now with Rodgers, who's a very good golfer. Brady plays all the time against these guys. The only deficiency the other team has is Allen can hit the ball. That's about it. Keith Mitchell's been giving him lessons, but yeah, I got to take the veterans.
The thing is, Cam, a lot of people lie about golf, lie about their handicap, yeah, lie about their score.
That's a good point. Mm-hmm.
I believe that Tom Brady would lie, but the other way, that he doesn't need to, so he says he's an 8 handicap. So in other words, probably, I think he's a 3 handicap.
Yeah, he's probably a 4.
Like,
yeah,
I don't, like, he's not the type of guy that would lie that, oh yeah, I'm really a 12, but I'm going to tell people I'm an 8. He's the type of guy that'll tell people, oh, yeah, I'm an eight. And yep, then when you play with him, you're like, bro, you're not an 8. You're shooting par, bro.
Exactly.
Right? Yep. Oh, no, I'm just having a good day, guys. It's like, no. Like, I don't believe him. I'm just telling you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, some people, you tell you, you're like, hey, you're lying about your handicap. I'll admit
excellent
my handicap.
Point, Marenzi.
56.
Yeah, exactly. 56. The highest it can be.
That's my handicap.
You're absolutely correct. I used to work at a golf course, and they call them sandbaggers. These guys that walking liars with a lot of money in their wallets because they
golfers and poker players, the two biggest liars in the world next to politicians.
You're absolutely correct. Like, I've been in tournaments. I'm like, this guy came in on like a 20 handicap. He's like shooting in the 70s. I go, everyone's getting fleeced. Like, it's not right. There almost has to be a way to check this.
Hey, remember
stuff,
the story, Ken? Rick Riley, great writer, Sports Illustrated, yep, had him on the show. He wrote a book about golf, and he wrote about Trump.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
So Trump's playing, Cam, with some big, like, corporate guy. But the corporate guy's kid is there playing as well.
Yeah.
Like 13, 14 type thing, and the kid's good. Kid puts it a couple of feet from the hole, all right? Trump shanks his shot. The old man corporate guy shanked his shot. Trump just casually gets up to the hole, takes the kid's ball, and goes, what a shot, huh? Boof. Drops the putt like it was his ball.
That's not cool.
The kid was like,
kid was, what?
A shout out to our AM radio affiliates. I am Moretzi. Kicking it with the raging redhead, Cam Stewart.
That's a good story.
We're just talking golf cheaters, which is a big thing. Like, everybody's done it. Everybody, everybody's guilty of it, or even just the old, give yourself the benefit of the doubt. Well, that's probably a hazard here and whatnot. But we've said it before. We're going to say it again. Tom Brady's another type of guy. Like, he doesn't need to lie about his golf game. Like, I think he's trying to play you because he wants to make money off you.
Yep.
Rodgers is a really good golfer. Like, yep. Rodgers is really good as well. And quite frankly, I think that Josh Allen's golf game is probably going to be a little erratic. Probably a little all over the place. Probably going to smoke a few, but he might take out a window in the hotel too tonight, Kim.
I think the short game is going to be the problem. Like, I've never seen Mahomes play. That's going to be an issue because, you know, I've seen Tom Brady and we've watched him in the match before. The guy can actually get it up and down. Aaron Rodgers is cool as a cucumber. Now, you're right, Moretti.
He's played well in these match plays before. He's a vet in this thing, and he's played well in this format.
And I watch a lot of golf games. So I've seen, like, on the senior tour, they have a lot of fun, like NFL friends meet the thing. And I've seen Rodgers play a lot and Brady play a lot. And they have a significant advantage. In my opinion, they should probably be like minus.
I'm seeing
like,
Cam.
3-1 favorites.
Aaron Rodgers participated in the American Century Championship tournament and finished 24th.
Yeah.
Ahead of Alfonso Ribeiro.
And that guy plays every day. The Fresh Prince's buddy, Carlton Banks.
Yeah.
The guy does commercials.
He's a good golfer, that guy.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
He's a good golfer. Like, Rodgers is good. Like, so he could play. Rodgers claims he's a 5 handicap.
Yeah, he's more like a 3, probably. I think they're both lying.
Nah, see, Rodgers strikes me as the type of guy that would, like, exaggerate his handicap.
oh, I see. Okay, go the other way. So he's an 8.
I think he really is a 5. No, I think he's good. I think he's good. All right, as far as Mahomes, yeah, Mahomes is an 8 handicap. Same as Brady. Mahomes is one of these guys that'd be good at everything, though, Cam, right?
Yeah, he's the X factor in this thing. Big time.
Yeah, he is. He is. But I don't believe he's played as much golf as Brady and stuff. Like,
no.
Exactly. His 8 handicap isn't as strong as Brady's, in my opinion.
I would say no.
Brady's been in bigger pressure situations, too.
That's
and
correct.
Handled it better.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Moretti. Looks like Rune just bit the dust and slipped on the clay. Point. Rude. It's Rude versus Rune.
Rude
versus it's Rune.
It's Rune, but yeah, no, I thought it was Rune too, and I double checked. Yeah, it's a battle of two Nordic lands, Gabe. We got
Denmark and Norway.
Yes, exactly.
It's I think he might actually just did he hurt his knee a little bit. Listen, I'm on the Norwegian.
Me too.
I'm on the Norwegian. I've got Casper Ruud here. I've got him parlayed with this match, actually, at +121. So nice. I tweeted that out earlier.
Good pick. I'm on Ruud to win the whole thing, Gabe. I got him at 40-1 at the start of the tournament. I told you, if he wins this, he gets to the semis. Like, this is very big for me, and I'll have a hedge situation. I just need him to get through this. And he has a nice bracket. Like, he doesn't have to deal with Nadal in the next match. He'll play Martin Cilic, who won earlier today. So that's interesting. I think Ruud's got a chance. And he gets to the finals, then it's hedge time because he won't beat Nadal.
He actually is the best clay guy besides Nadal. Nadal is Mr. Mm-hmm. Clay historically, but as modern players, this is this guy's surface. This is his thing.
Yeah.
It's a bold pick, but yeah, I don't think he's going to win it all, but you put yourself in a nice hedge situation.
Exactly. Yeah. No,
I'll
he's
give
good.
You that.
Yeah, and the thing is, a lot of the big guys, think about his side of the bracket. Medvedev's out and all these other guys, so Martin Cilic looked good today, but he grinded in his match. It was a 5-setter like Nadal and Djokovic gave over 4 hours. It was crazy, as you know. And so I think this guy, if he can
you got the Russian-German dude, too.
Exactly.
The angry guy that smashes his racket. What's Zverev?
Zverev. Alex Zverev. Yeah, he's got a temper. He's got a temper problem. Anger issues.
All these dudes do. They all need to be... They all need to be reprimanded, more discipline, Cam. It's out of control, these guys. Shapo's telling the crowd to shut the F up. You got the Zverev guys like swinging his racket at the guy's feet. Like, dude, the judge is sitting in the chair. He comes in like right like the level, like the ladder below Buddy's foot. It just smashes his racket and starts yelling at the judge. I think it was a lady even. He's a nut job, this guy. They're all nut jobs. Like, they all complain and like, dude, like they never won anything. They're all just a bunch of divas, these kids, right now. So I like Nadal at least.
You saw what happened, Gabe. She smashed the racket, hit a kid in the audience, one of the qualifiers, kids crying and stuff. She got fined. Like, I think it was like 50 grand or what? I don't know the whole, it was bad. Like, she chucked her racket and actually hit a child spectator in the audience. You're right. Things are getting out of control.
I'll find the video, actually. Andy Roddick did a great video. Big Andy Roddick fan. Andy Roddick, now retired, of course, did a great video, though, Ken, because exactly, like, tennis players have injured a lot of people recently. Like, basically, Djokovic did this, like, 2 years ago, year and a half ago, whatever. Well, right before the pandemic, if you remember. I think it was at the U.S. Open. I'm not sure where it was. But he got angry, and he smashed a ball. He did it backwards, though. He went, like, boom. Like, he got really mad. But the thing is, bro, if he hits a ball hard, man, he's Djokovic. Like, he's going to smoke it. It smoked a kid, one of the ball boys, right in the face. Like, he smoked a ball boy in the face with a tennis ball because he early smashed it. As you stated, people have been hit with rackets because these players, they'll throw their racket down. They don't know where it's going to bounce and stuff. Right. So sometimes it'll just take off, man. It'll hit someone. So Roddick did a great video because he goes, stop injuring people. And he goes, listen, nobody got angrier than I did. And it's true because he used to have a big temper. So he showed them, he did a demonstration camp. He said, this is how you smash your racket without hurting anyone. He goes, you show it right down. So he takes this thing where he smashes it, and he goes, watch, it'll only pop up. And he did, like, a demonstration. He goes, don't do this. And he shows it, and it's, like, going everywhere. He did another thing about, he goes, it seems harmless with a ball. I think I showed it to you, Cam. I think I even showed it. I don't know if you remember. Andy Roddick hit, like, a tree from, like, 50 feet away, like a bullet. He basically said, he goes, if I want to hurt someone, watch. And he goes, bang. And, like, dude, like, it was like a thin tree, Cam, like his aim, right? And he goes, don't do what I just did if you're a tennis player, like what Djokovic did. He goes, if you get angry and you want to hit the ball, hit it up. So he goes, smoke it into the crowd, upwards. He goes, don't hit a line drive because you're going to hit a ball boy or a ball girl. Like, he had a nice demonstration. It was an hilarious video. It's really well done. I'd like to get that up. I know about rage, too. That's why I appreciated his demonstration. How to vent your rage without injuring yourself or others.
Exactly. I thought you were going to tell me he smoked the ball in the tree and it hit so hard the bark fell off. But or like the tree came out.
No, you got to see him. You got to see him like how he smoked his ball, bro. But like thing is, he didn't like smoke it. He did it like really casual. He goes, you know, it seems harmless, but watch this. And he just sort of went tuck. And man, there was some steam on it. Like, put it this way, you wouldn't want to remember the episode of Seinfeld. If you remember, Kramer got hit in the face by the tennis balls. It's too good. The air tennis ball machine was pointed at his face.
Well, those things are dangerous, man. Yeah, on full speed.
I don't mind those. I used to like those when I was a kid. That's what the rich kids had. Well, I only had those a few. Once I went to a camp once, I was like, oh, you got a machine here. Huh? Well, that's
exactly.
Cool. Batting cages are worse. I don't trust pitching machines all that much. Like when they're coming in hot and stuff, I don't like a pitching machine that's coming in at like 75, 85 miles an hour.
A little bit. It's off by a couple inches. Like, man, you're in big trouble. That's the thing.
How many pitches is this thing throwing in its life? You don't know if it's this one spring away.
You're right.
Or a spring broke and it went higher. Exactly. Pitch. Like,
oh man, I didn't realize the nut was falling off. Next thing you know, it's like coming at your bottom area or your head. Who knows where
exactly.
It's going?
It's like, okay, is the stoner kid in the Weezer shirt that's running the cage? Is he checking every day?
Oh, sorry, I haven't checked the equipment.
Yeah, stoner kid in a Weezer shirt. Is this thing safe? It's like, that's why I don't trust amusement parks either. It's always
oh God, no!
Right, right.
Like no. I told you, Marantz.
Some kid with
a
Black Sabbath T-shirt on. It's like, yeah, sure, get on. It's like,
no, really serious incident.
He's not the one getting sued.
No, he's not. And you remember, because he was in your backyard, that stupid park, La Ronde in Montreal. I went there, had a couple drinks, whatever, in the roller coaster. The bar didn't even go down, and the kid starts the ride. Like I told you, man. Like, at the end, it was just, like, all purple, bleeding. I, like, passed out afterwards. Like, it hurt me because I was too fat for the bar, and it only, like, didn't click. It's supposed to click. Disaster.
Once at LaRon, they have these things, you know, like they have them at all the amusement parks, the teacups. You sort of sit in a teacup, and it sort of goes around. Yeah. Dude, at LaRon, it went around and around. It just flew right off. Like, it just, like, so you're sitting in a teacup, poor lady with a kid sitting in a teacup, next thing you know, Cam, they're launched, like, 40 feet in the air. And imagine, like, just walking along, eating your cotton candy, you look up, and there's a teacup flying at you.
It's like a spaceship.
That place is a menace to society, man.
You're right. I agree with you 100%. I've been to that. You've lived there. I'm never going back to that place. But that's where I got Scooby-Doo. That was the only good thing that happened in the day before that ride. That's where I won that Scooby-Doo in the basketball game. At LaRon, but
I like the bumper cars. LaRon has a thing, the water. I want one of those water roller coasters, but it's not like
waterlogged
crazy. Yeah, yeah. That's pretty much the limit for me. And even that gets pretty high up there. You sort of look up. When you look down, you realize you're like, man, if I fall down here, like, this is a big problem.
We have a lot in common that way, Morenci. I'm the same way with you. Like, I don't do coasters. After that, I'll never go on a roller coaster.
Yeah, but I'm not scared of heights, but it doesn't mean I want to get on a roller coaster.
Exactly.
Dude, you have one there where it does the loop-de-loop? It's called the Cobra or something, man. Like, you're literally going like 80 miles an hour, Cam, and you're like upside down. It's like, oh, gravity keeps you in. It's like, yeah. What if it doesn't?
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Yeah, exactly. And you told me that story about the stratosphere. Imagine being hung in air like that. If that happened when the power went out, I would I'd have a heart attack and die. Like, I already have panic attacks. I'm dead.
Had to get people to talk them, like, not to panic, because you can start panicking and fall out. You're like, oh, I can't take this. You're like, guys, they had a roller coaster on top of the stratosphere, and the power went out in the entire city. It's the only time it ever happened. It got stuck.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Morenci. All right, the French Open continues as well. Yesterday was a couple of legends. Today it's a couple of younger guys. One of them's a little bit younger. The Dane is a little bit younger than Rude is, even though it looks like Rudd. Looks like Rudd and Rune. Rudd and Rune. Yeah, but you're saying it's Rooney. Rune.
Rune. Rune. Rune. Like, I don't know. Like,
are you
like,
sure it's Rene? French?
Yeah, guaranteed. No, I checked the pronunciation for the updates.
You're the update guy. Yeah, you're the professional update guy amongst us.
I don't know if other guys even put French Open, but this is serious stuff. No. See, I'm going to tell you, these names are tough, man. They're very difficult. Like, you should see some of them. I'm going, oh, my God. You see those two Russian ladies playing together? Oh, my God. Anita, it's like, woo. Yeah, some tough.
Good thing you don't do updates on Saturday nights when all those Kazakhstani and Uzbekistani UFC fighters fight each other.
Oh, yeah. They got some tough ones, too. Yeah, good call. Good call on that. Tennis.
I like what Joey Odessa, God bless him, he was ahead of the curve years ago. I caught on. Like, he wouldn't say the guy's name. He'd just go, I'm on Team Russia here. I'm on the Russian. He'd say Igor, the first name, but I'm on the Russian. He'd always just say the national. I'm on the Brazilian, right? But if it was an American, he'd say, oh, yeah, no, I like Dan Henderson. But otherwise, he just sort of dance around the name. I like the Russian here.
Exactly. That's the best.
That's Igor, what I do now, Igor, too. I'm like, I'll take the Kazakhstani dude.
Exactly. Oh, man, some of these names are just like they're out of control. Yeah, this one's some of the easier ones. But yeah, I'm actually impressed though, Morenci, when you talk about it. Like, well, these countries known more for the Winter Olympics to have a Dane and a Norwegian playing each other in a quarterfinals of the French Open.
Yeah,
that's pretty impressive. It's very rare.
I was thinking
rare.
About that, too. It's not like, you're right, it's not like Norway, up top of my head, like Denmark or Norway. Not like they're...
No.
Who's their great tennis player? Like, oh, yeah, like, you know, we know, all right, Bjorn Borg was from Sweden.
Yes, yes, yes.
Who's the
yes.
other guy from Sweden? There was the other guy. Younger guy after.
Mats Wilander.
Wilander, good call, Cam. Yeah, skinny guy, Wilander. Mats Wilander, yeah, Swedish guy. But, yeah. You know, like we know, Ivan Lendl, Czech Republic. Yeah, I mean, Czech Republic.
Boris Becker,
Ivan
German.
Lendl, right? Yeah, yeah, like there's certain guys you sort of like, you know, who's the Dane? Well, I think of Denmark, I think of the band I toured with, King Diamond, Merciful Fate.
Oh, wow.
They're from Denmark. They're Danes. Copenhagen.
Like, they're from the home of Carlsberg. Denmark. I think of winter sports. That's what they do. Like more biathlon, shooting, luge. Like I don't know any like great famous Danish tennis players. Yeah, check it up here. That's I don't think there is too many.
And Denmark is the first country to erase paper currency. They're going full out all digital.
Actually, on the women's side, Caroline Wozniacki's from Denmark. That's big. Yep.
Was she the one that was married to Rory?
That is correct, Gabe. You're on top of your stars. Stars with like stars, that? Yeah. Oh. Her and Rory. Yeah.
Dude, I'd be good on a sports game show. I'd do it well. I recall, I don't think he's ever won again. He's never won a major since that happened, and she won right after.
Exactly. Who had the last?
I believe
laugh?
He dumped her for a new trophy wife, and she went on to great success. He's gone on to nothing.
He makes a lot of money.
DJ. No amount of money is enough for DJ.
Money
doesn't matter to this
story.
Guy. This guy's too much. They should kick him off the tour. I hope they call his bluff and kick him off the tour.
This is
they
the thing.
Might do it.
This is what I'm trying to tell people. For all you people that think Dustin Johnson, you could just
you're an RBC sponsor and you stiff your sponsor even? Disgusting.
He's stiffing that. He goes to tell the Saudis. So, Gabe, here's the thing about this tournament. If you finish in last place, I saw the story with Richard Bland, you get 125,000 euro or whatever the hell it is it equates to, right?
He's Dustin already Johnson, filthy rich. Like you said, he's not an old guy that needs a retirement parachute. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yes. No, but the thing is, I'm with you. The PGA Tour is not taking kindly to this. We talked to you about Jack Nicklaus turning down any basically number he wanted to be the representative.
He turned down $110 million.
Yeah, damn right. And the thing is, Dustin Johnson thinks he's just going to walk back and play. And I'll tell you, the peers, they put their line in the sand. PGA Tour versus whatever, not a good move by him. I know he wants the quick money, and I guess him and Paulina, they're trying to stack it. But he was making money on the PGA Tour. It's a very, very risky move to try to make some quick money. I think it's dangerous, and you're right. They might say, screw you.
I could say a lot of things, but I won't. I was going to say, well, I guess cocaine isn't cheap nowadays, but
drugs aren't cheap.
Hey, kid, I got drugs in my pocket. I don't know what to do.
The thing is, Gabe, you make that money at the PGA Tour. What's going to happen, right?
How about you win on a PGA Tour? These losers just want to go and make money, and they know they don't even have to win. You just said it. They know they don't even have to win, so they don't care. They're like, whatever, I just show up, and if I win, I even make more money. Plus, they're going to make all kinds of sponsorship and kickbacks and all this. All right, so what channel is this match thing on? I always bet these things, but I never see it. I never watch them to discuss. Golf Channel.
I think it's on the Murder Channel. Headline News or whatever. What is that what it's on?
TNT.
Okay, cool. I was watching the Johnny Depp Amber Heard stuff and it said like countdown to the match, but it didn't tell me what channel it was on.
I got college golf. The hell do I have college golf on TV for?
They play a lot of college golf. Now's the time.
Is it College Golf World Series or something like that? College Golf Championship?
Who's
I don't know. I'm clicking around, Cam. I don't see it. I'm gonna have to stream this.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to figure it out too. So TNT's got it. I'll find it. Yeah.
I don't have TNT on my package. I got all the NBA games that TNT get, but I don't have
the funny thing is, Gabe, I don't have it either. And I pay five times what my year to pay for your cable bill. So you're not missing much. The one channel.
Well,
I purposely told them
I don't want any channel besides the sports channel. And they said, you have to take another package. So I said, well, all right, just give me the news. Give me cable news then.
Yeah.
So I have cable news and sports only.
That's great. Yeah.
And for whatever reason, MeTV. I got a few channels. I got a few. I'm loaded up for sports here, though.
He won his he won the defamation case.
Well, he won, sort of. He won, and I don't know, it was a big train wreck, Cam.
It was a train wreck. He won the decision. That's the thing.
He won,
right?
No, but yeah, he won in a sense that his career isn't ruined, and they didn't say, yeah, you're a monster. Right? But he didn't really win. I mean, it's kind of confusing. She has to pay him $10 million, and he has to pay her $2 million. They both won. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Except he won a higher amount. So they ruled that they both defamed each other. Like, so,
actually, you know,
he just got more money out of it. Like,
it's a pickup. Really, the lawyers are getting all the money. Dollars.
Yeah, yeah.
The lawyers are going to get the money. It's ridiculous.
Like I said, so she, the $10 million that whatever, the $10 million, you know, Depp spent all that on attorneys. He had a good legal team. Yeah, I think she spent like $400. I spent more in Buffalo than she did on her legal team.
I should have called Carl Miles and kept the $1.6 million.
He would have done a better job. he would have gone out with nothing. Like, just would have been neutral.
Yes.
Like, look, like, she sued him for $100 million and she got $2 million. He sued her for $50 million, he got $10 million. So they both won. Yeah. He technically got more. The media's spinning like he won, but... If you and I could have represented her better, bro. And I'm not saying that it's even right or wrong, but justice isn't real. Courtrooms aren't real. It's just whoever puts on the best case. Like, it's all a show.
I agree with you. Ask OJ,
right? Like, so you roll in with a couple of dudes off of the street, basically, and I don't know where the hell you got advice to get these guys. I mean, it was so bad, Cam. Like we said, they were asking, are you okay? Do you need some water? It got to the point where you saw, like, Depp and the legal guys, they were laughing at her and his team.
Oh, I know.
Like, they were laughing. Ridiculous. They were sitting there going, really?
They're laughing.
Like, oh, we're
openly
so good. Like,
mocking them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Gabe, you know this too. Why are there so many people in prison who didn't commit the crime? Those are most people represented by public officials. Guys who don't
you
like,
and
basically
I agree.
Got a law degree.
You and I agree. I both I believe both of you. I believe you both did everything that you both said to each other. So I don't know
what
you want.
I think they're both. They're both horrible. She goes in bad.
If I was on the jury, I would have pulled the NFL-USFL suit at the end. I would have said at the end, Johnny Depp, we award you $1.99. Amber Heard, we fine you $7. Like, you know what I mean? Like, a symbolic, like basically what the USFL sued, it was Donald Trump, he sued the NFL. And they said because the NFL was blocking them, like the NFL was blocking them from stadiums and, you know, whatever, antitrust stuff. So they sued and a judge agreed, Cam. So the USFL thought, this is amazing. We just won the case. We just beat the NFL. He goes, and I award you $1. Yep. Get out of my courtroom. So, that's what you're I would have done. I would have been at awesome. The end of it all. Great, great, great presentation by you all. Here's a check for 99 cents, Johnny. And Amber, here's a check for 32 cents. Good luck with your lives.
in a roundabout way, that's what they did with the low fares.
You're right.
With
the fees, the 10 and 2 is the to them. Thing. It's the same thing. You're right.
Like, it's exactly.
Johnny Depp did lose like $100 million in monetary deals already. Like.
Big savings are in the air. Don't miss your chance at 15% cash back during Rakuten's Big Give Week. Shop and get rewarded at your favorite stores like Adidas, KitchenAid, Expedia, and hundreds more. So go ahead and refresh your closet, spruce up your home, book that trip, and much more. But 15% cash back is only from May 4th to the 11th. So join now. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app and join for free and start saving. That's Rakuten.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Terms and conditions apply.
She got him. Yep. He's ruined her. She ain't working ever again.
Well, Aquaman ruined her too. Apparently her acting skills are lacking.
Well, that's what I said. You don't bring in somebody saying you lost the role in Aquaman when the director says, nah, you just weren't that good. Like, she brought that guy in.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, I don't know what's more ridiculous, that the Dodgers are now 1-5 against the Pirates, or that I'm searching for the match. It's not listed anywhere. I'm having a hard time, like, even on a
screen
here.
You know, it's not easy, man. Like, with the commercial breaks aren't long enough for me to go to the thing and go, what? Like, sports, I'm checking. No, it's not even there. You're right. Like, specials. Like, you're right. It's not that easy.
Dude, I'm going to one of my trusty places, Cam, and I see PGA Tour, Sky Sports Golf, NCAA Championships, Team Match Play Championships. So it is the NCAA tournament. The Porsche European Open first round, U.S. Open first round, U.S. Women's Open. Is that this week, the U.S. Women's Open?
No, they had match play last week. I don't think so, no. And the men's U.S. Open's in 2 weeks.
Nah, you'd be on top of that.
Weekend. Yeah, it's not there.
All right, well, I'm running out of places here, dude. Like, I can't find it.
You know what? I'm not even going to worry. No, honestly, like, I don't want us to leave the show. It's going to take me at least 10 minutes to find. Like, and we don't have the time. So I'm just going to see if we can get, like, an update on it. It would be nice if they had it live. You know what? They'll have it live.
I have a lot of money on this.
I put too much money on it.
Me too. You know what I did, Cam? I put $200 at plus 121 with this rude guy, Casper. So it's basically $440. So now I've got coming back. I don't like picking on my boy Josh Allen like this, but I don't think they can beat Brady and Rodgers at golf.
No, I don't think so either. The bottom line,
if it was a long drive competition, I would take them.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm kind of concerned about that line, though. The fact that it was only $180, but I fell right into the trap. At first, I'm like, I told you, I was going to bet Mahomes and Josh Allen out of spite for the old guys, but no, I need to hit a winner here because these Dodger parlays aren't working. And Edmonton in that hockey game hit the over. But other than that, I got plus 1.5. Great. Another empty net goal. Like, I'm just sick and tired of this stuff, to be honest with you.
Oh, man. It'd be nice not to, like, get screwed in the last 5 seconds of a hockey game.
Honestly, this week has been constant. Like, it is. And it's getting frustrating.
I don't care what anybody says. That was offside, bro. Like, you can
talk
about
it. I know.
And I was people are pretending that Makar somehow did that deliberately.
He stick-handled
the puck. And, you know, like, dude, if he wasn't offside, why did the guy on the Colorado Avalanche so desperately try to get, like, back onside? Like, why was he, like, on a drill? Like, he saw I'm offside, and he desperately tried to get offside.
The rule sucks, Gabe. We played the game that would have never been called. It would have been definitely offside. It had these rinky-dinky rules and subject.
Let me ask you, if that was Edmonton that scored that goal, do you think they would have counted it? No. They would have said, that's offside. Definitely. They would have said offside.
Let's not even get into this. You brought up a great point about the Canadian teams, and it's true. Take a look at all these things that have happened, and it's not us just being conspiracy theorists.
That's
Calgary
factual.
Goes to the final, they get screwed. It is factual. They get screwed all the time. It's just – life. We got to deal with it. Edmonton played great, too. At first part, it's Koskinen instead of
Smith. Yeah. They're fine.
Koskinen better start game, too. They are fine. They lost game one to Calgary, let's remember, so I'm not going to freak out. Here we go.
Yeah, 9-6.
One for the good guys. Rude. Rick Rude.
Boy.
Yeah, Casper. There we go.
6-1, 4-6, 7-6, 6-3. So what's that? Gets to 39. It's the 39.
Correct.
I had a piece of over 36.5 and 37.5. So I was on the wrong side of that match yesterday, but it's nice to get it back. And now we need Rodgers and Brady to win this stupid golf tournament. And it's a big
You're
day.
Right, Gabe. You're right. You know what the problem is with my hedge, though, is even if it pays $2,000,
I can't even find
it. To win the tournament, what am I going to do? You know, if he plays Nadal, he's going to be what? Nadal's going to be what, minus 350, 400? Like, it's just kind of a problem. But anyway, no, I can't find the match either.
Let's see what we got here.
It's pretty frustrating considering everything else. Like, I could actually watch the Quebec Ramparts versus Shawinigan, Windsor Spitfire versus Flint.
That sounds
good. The hockey card tonight. Yeah, I wouldn't mind watching those games, actually. Yeah, Shawinigan versus Quebec, that'd be a nice violent affair. Over under slashes 200.
Over under slashes. Maybe total of the game, what, 11 and a half? It's going to be like an Oilers Avalanche game. I don't know. Like, these guys can score.
The Flint Firebirds. I don't know them. There must be a new team, Cam.
Yeah, Flint came in because remember the Tri-City Americans? And
they changed their name or something because they weren't the Firebirds before.
Yeah.
And I remember Flint just, Firebirds?
Like, that's a great name. I like it, Flint Firebirds.
Good name.
Sounds smooth.
Good name. Yep. All right, so Major League Baseball, we got hockey. Listen, we've got Darius Butler. Darius Butler is going to join us, although Paul Bovey was supposed to join us as well today.
Yes.
So I don't know. Today could be one of these days. Like, but yeah, longtime Indianapolis Colt and a UConn Husky. We got to ask him, Cam. I'm not sure. I wanted to look it up, but I figured, why look it up? We'll just ask him when he comes on.
You know what?
He's around the same age, bro. I think he probably was in some that bowl game. I think he might.
I agree.
And he was on the good UConn teams. He was a stud on that team. They were good and stuff. He was all Big East and stuff. They were good. They weren't always good. They were good when he was there when they made the bowl game.
You know what? I think
I'm pretty sure.
And Jonathan Brown was their running back. That kid was good.
Look this up. What year did we do that in? Like 2007 International
I think it was before that, Gabe. I think it was 2000.
Let's take a look. Around that. Like, he came in the league Bowl, right around this.
Buffalo versus UConn. It was Sky Dome.
Right, he played college football at UConn. Four-year starter. Come on, in the 4 years, he had to have been in this bowl game. He's named Big East Prussian. All right, he played the bowl game. All right, what years did he play at UConn?
I hope that would be great if he remembers that kid. That was
it has to be Cam. He got drafted in the 2009 draft. He played 4 years at UConn before that. He had to. Let's look this up. Yeah. International Bowl.
I'm excited. Yeah,
it was UConn and Buffalo.
Yes, it was. Oh man.
International Bowl history.
I'm thinking it was.
How many were there? Like, all right, here we go. International Bowl. Mm-hmm. All right, UConn. It was 2009. I think it was his senior year. We got to ask him. I think it was.
Wow.
They beat Buffalo 38-20.
Yeah, I remember that. Yep.
We were at every one of them. South Florida beat Northern Illinois 27-3.
Yep. The craziest one we were at was when we almost got kicked at the Ray Rice game for Rutgers, where
Rutgers beat Ball State 52-30.
Yeah, that was a legendary game. Ray Rice ran for like
pretty
four
good
touchdowns.
Attendance, actually. The first one was Cincinnati and Western Michigan.
Correct.
They got 26,000 for that one, 31,000 for Rutgers and Ball State, 40,000 UConn and Buffalo. Yep. And then South Florida, Northern Illinois got 22,000.
Well, I remember, Gabe, I was doing all those crazy games on the mic. I looked up. The place was packed. Like, it was like 40. Like, it was. Like,
yeah, they did well.
Buffalo. It was a very busy
stadium. The International Bowl, too. Like, it would have continued, but it was actually the International Bowl committee that wanted better teams. They basically, they had the MAC and Conference USA. You know what I mean? They wanted it bigger. Like, they tried to get Notre Dame and stuff. Like, they were like, we want to go big here. Like, you know what I mean? And fill their stadium up. And
sorry, guys.
They were told, listen, it's not happening.
Except your teams.
Like, you're the Bahamas Bowl, except you're in Toronto, all right? You're getting Rutgers and you're getting Ball State.
Accept it. And like it.
Yeah. Like that. So that was the gist of it. The International Bowl wanted bigger and bigger
games. I
loved it.
You're right. We went to a mall. We miss it. Like, I would love us to get like a bowl game again.
I'm going to ask him. He's a big. I think Darius is a Heat fan. He's a big sport fan. So we're not even going to talk football, Cam. Talk NBA Finals with him and big F1. I think I've got a nice F1 play for us too.
Who, Verstappen?
No, so you can bet. One cool thing about F1, there's so many betting options. So FanDuel has, you can bet like the race, obviously. They're off this week. Yep. They were in Monaco. They're going to Azerbaijan now. So they need a week to set up. They need to, you know, they need a week off to get over to Azerbaijan. And then they're in Montreal the week after.
What did that Mexican Perez pay, Gabe? He couldn't have been the, what was he? What did he pay to win that race? Oh, you're telling me.
12 to 1, 8 to 1, 12 to 1 type thing. 7 to 1, well, I don't know. Like, but I was going to say that. So, yeah, so Perez, he's on the same team as Verstappen, Kim. Red Bull. They're just killing it, man. Like, Verstappen seems he wins all the time unless he has car trouble. He didn't have a good ride in Monaco, and it's hard to pass in Monaco, but his teammate won. So a Constructors Championship, you can bet on, like, which team is going to have the most points, not just the driver. It's like minus 140, minus 150. We'll get to it with Darius. He's really into F1. So it's pretty cool. I want to see, like, why is he into F1 so much? Like, when he was playing for the Colts, did he go to, like, Indy 500s and stuff? Like, how'd he get into it?
It's a good question.
You know, Darius Butler, though, I see he was born in Germany. He was born in Germany, actually. So, interesting. F1's in his blood, I guess.
Yeah, right.
F1's
Germans,
there, right? Like, that's
Germans
the big thing.
Love auto sports, man. They love it. Yeah, they eat it
if
up.
If you're a teenager in Germany, Cam, you either play soccer or go-kart. And go-kart leads to racing. You become a go-kart champion as a kid, and then, you know, you climb the ladder type of thing, right? It's massive. Massive in Germany. All right, so listen, the Giants and Phillies are still scoreless right now. The Phillies have lost, like, 6 in a row. You think they're going to lose again? I don't want to pick on them. So, I feel like anything can happen here. Marlins the Marlins murdered the Rockies earlier in the day. Got a doubleheader.
I like the Jays tonight.
Angels, Yankees. Fair price for the Jays tonight. Yeah, -120.
The thing is, too, listen, Michael Kopech is the first round. He's a great pitcher. But if you look at the statistics and really break everything down, I'm not an analytics guy, but he has been pretty, like, lucky in some of his things. Ryu's been good, Gabe. We have to lay 20 cents. The Jays are on fire. They sweep the Angels, and they came back and beat the White Sox again. I can't get in front of them. I'm betting on the Jays again. That's a great price.
Baseball's a streaky sport, and right now the Jays are hot, so you ride the hand. The question is, Cam, are Seattle about to light something up here right now, coming off that big win? Robbie Red, how about the Jays, too? What a great decision they made, too, huh? Robbie Ray outthought himself. He played himself, right? Like, he wanted this, he wanted that, and Seattle ended up spending the money on the wrong guy. They just wanted to get, they wanted to spend money, Seattle, and make us, you know, let their fans know they're trying to make the playoffs. But the Jays, because at the time, people were like, oh, you're crazy. Because basically, they offered the same amount of money to Gausman as they did Ray. But
exactly.
They never re-upped with Ray. They sort of sent the message, and listen, we'll give you this, but that's it. Like, we're not talking after. And they sort of knew it wasn't going to be enough. And they said, you know what? No, no, no. We'll go with Gausman instead. And I'd much rather have Gausman than Robbie Ray, Cam.
I agree with you 100%, but there is a problem.
He was on a good, you know,
yes,
he was just
yes,
on a good
yeah,
team,
no,
Robbie Ray. He had a good year.
You're
He's not
right.
a great pitcher. He had a great year.
No,
Gausman is a great pitcher.
Yes, agreed on all. But you know what the problem is with the Jays? They did get fleeced in one deal. Berrios has got serious problems, man. His number, he's a train wreck. Minnesota fleeced Toronto in that deal. All the prospects they got, they're all going to be good. The Jays needed an extra arm. He's struggling, Gabe. He has to figure it out. His numbers are bad, real bad.
He'll be judged in the end if he can win big games for them when it really starts to matter.
Games.
And I think he can. But he's erratic.
I hope so.
He's erratic. So what are you looking at tonight on the baseball board? I know you don't like it very much, but what catches your eye?
I don't. Taking the Jays. I don't trust the Mariners. That's about it at 7 o'clock. That's it. That's all I like. Oh, yeah. And I like the Detroit
Tigers. You know
who's
hot, Kim?
With Stubble.
It's at 8 o'clock is the Rangers. These guys are suddenly 500.
I'm telling you.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
They're 24-24.
You said it. The Royals are the joke. The Rangers are getting it together. They're hot.
Yeah, the Rangers.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I'm Game Time Decisions continues. I am Morency. I'm like Cam. Neither me or Cam are loving this baseball board this evening, but liking something doesn't mean it's going to end well anyways. We liked a lot of things this week that ended poorly. One early play I'm going to pull the trigger on here. Give me the Boston Red Sox. I mean, these guys got smashed by the Orioles. They lost to the Reds. Give me the Red Sox parlayed with the Dodgers, Cam. Plus 108. It's plus money. Red Sox Dodgers parlay. Plus 108.
They're playing at 8:05 Eastern. Kind of interesting. The time change might be good for them because they can't beat them in the nightcap. It's kind of an earlier start.
Well, the Pirates are 5-1 in six games now against the Dodgers this year. Last night was the first night I've seen the Dodgers look mad all year. I'm dead serious. Like they don't, when they lose, they're pretty happy-go-lucky room. They win all the time, right? Yeah. So like it's a very sort of happy clubhouse. Like Roberts was dropping F-bombs last night late in the game. The bench looked like upset. Like they were tired. I think they're tired of watching the Pirates celebrate in front of them, but doesn't mean they're going to win. It's automatic, but they win tonight.
That's true.
And you know what's crazy, Cam? It was sold out last night. It was Julio Urias bobblehead night. It was sold out.
They lost in front of
56,000 people to the Pirates.
They go down 4-0 every game. It's the same thing as Groundhog Day. Like, it's why is it always 4-0 Pittsburgh?
Yeah, and then they come back and then they blow it. They come back and they blow it. That's the Dodgers' new thing. That's the thing against Pittsburgh. They win tonight. And I'm also going to ride Mariners. I think the Mariners start. I think Robbie Ray shows up tonight.
I hope you know what I might do that with you too. I don't feel confident with the board, but I'll never forget Gabe, a guy that we used to work with. Remember, hey, $5,000 on the Devil Rays versus the Yankees lose. Oh, they can't lose the second game, lose. They can't lose the third game, lose. Right. Next thing you know, you're out $50,000. Hey, baseball's crazy. Give me the Toronto Blue Jays tonight. Yeah, and who else am I taking? Oh, yeah, Tigers, and I'll ride your Mariners pick. Let's roll.
You're right, Cam, but people always lose money on good teams like that. I've seen people lose a ton with the Yankees in New York like that. There's no way the Yankees get swept by the Tigers. It's like, well, if they do, you're down $12,000.
Exactly.
I'm just warning you.
Be careful.
What's the risk reward? Risk reward.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.